Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, and welcome to your Japan Top 10 May Artist of the Month episode featuring none other than the legendary Ryuichi Sakamoto. Japan, Japan Top 10. From the early days with world-famous Yellow Magic Orchestra to his breathtaking scores for films like Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence and The Last Emperor, it is hard to believe how vibrant and vast the musical output of Ryuichi Sakamoto has been throughout his life. Strap in for a journey into both the familiar and the strange experimental music made by the one and only professor. So before we continue with this episode, here are some announcements. Next month in June, it's Listener Appreciation Month again. Let us know what you want to hear during Listener Appreciation Month by visiting our website at jtop10.jp, and you'll get to hear Patreon Platinum episodes within the month of June, which means no ads like this. Let's kickstart this episode with Asadoya Yunta, released in 1989 by Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Number 4.
Asadoya Yunta is one of the most widely recognized and performed pieces of Okinawan folk song. The song originated from Taketomi Island in the Yaeyama district of Okinawa, Japan. It tells the tale of a beautiful lady named Kuyama Asadoya who bravely refuses a government official's marriage proposal. This adds a slight edge of anti-Japanese government vibes to the song. Instead, she marries a local man who affords her the stability she wants in life. In the Taketomi Island version, however, she eventually does end up marrying the government official. This is because the song went through many different interpretations, one of such being made by Ryuichi Sakamoto for his 1989 album, Beauty. On Beauty, Sakamoto flexes his ethnomusicologist muscle, as this was his research field at university. He heavily incorporates traditional Japanese sounds and vocals into several songs of the album and features another Okinawan traditional folk song, Tinsagu no Hana, called Chinsagu no Hana on the album. The album introduced Okinawan folk song to many listeners on the mainland at a time when Okinawan music was still rather unfamiliar to them. Sakamoto brought in three of the top Okinawan female vocalists to play sanshin, a traditional three-string Okinawan precursor to the Japanese instrument shamisen, and record distinctive vocals on several of the tracks. They were Misako Koja, Yoriko Ganeko, and Kazumi Tamaki.
This piece is also beautiful. I actually never heard this song before. I really regret what I was doing, like whole entire of my life until now. But this piece is so beautiful too. Like I actually, this song is one of my favorite Sakamoto songs now.
Wow.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I think they have same title song. Was a YMO, maybe it was not YMO, maybe Hosono, Mr. Hosono's song. Well, I actually forget, but a different version. But this Ryuichi Sakamoto version is, I personally like much more. The beginning of the song is like, ooh, I'm just gonna close my eyes and then just. I feel like I'm in the world of the song, like nothing else there, just Asadoya Yunta world I'm in, or something that, like, yeah, I really like, I recommend this song, everybody.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think it's so amazing if you can actually create music and pay tribute to the origins of how a folk song is created and reinterpreted your way without losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
What are you saying? Losing the meaning behind what was behind the original song that inspired making this new interpretation of it.
Yeah, like still, like from the song, you can hear like Okinawa traditional like folk song. You know, it's not just starting was like a piano song, but like the most of the songs still played Okinawan traditional like music, like a folk song style. And I really like Okinawa and I like Okinawan music. So like, wow, this is like perfect combination to me, like a combination of between piano and Okinawan traditional like music style. It's amazing, like it's so different kind of sound from the piano creates, and also those like a shamisen, those traditional Okinawan instruments creates, but they collaborate so beautifully in this song. And I think because I think only Ryuichi Sakamoto could do this. So we have another announcement. Wants to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. So we are going to next song. It's called Nanga Death by Not YMO in 1993.
Number 3.
1993, 10 years after their last release as YMO, the three musicians Sakamoto, Hosono, and Takahashi would return once more to create what is now known as not YMO record, Technodon. It was unlike anything they had ever released before, and was full of club-ready squelching and thumping acid house and techno tracks. Despite all three having devoted themselves to all kinds of solo musical pursuits. On Technodon, the trio shows their ability to work together to create a dance music record that could stand its own against established veterans of the genre. Nanga Def, the second track of the album, makes heavy use of the Roland TV-303 bass, and the drum machine that followed the TR-808, the TR-909. The high tempo rhythm of the 909 and bounce of the TB-303 is that of a typical acid house track, with reverberating vocals layering over top to create the hazy club atmosphere. The lyrics are written in Wolof language, a West African language spoken in Senegal, Gambia, in Mauritania, and translated to "How are you? I am fine. Yes, yes." This somewhat disparate reference is actually a deliberate effort on the part of YMO to fuse various influences into a cohesive whole. In this case, the influences include acid house, techno, and West African music. Nanga Def, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Nanga Def is how are you? Okay, I said Nanga Def, how are you? Oh, that's what it means. Okay. So I was just like curious, so like Nanga Def. Okay, now I get it. Yeah. I have no idea about this song. I've never heard of it. Oh, maybe I have. I'm not very sure, but definitely, I was just amused by how they labeled themselves. We are YMO, yeah, but we're not YMO. But this is our song by the YMO people under our new band, not YMO.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know, but I really appreciate YMO for one thing. They always try to, how do you say? They always try to push music boundaries. They really, really try to take as much available music genres around the world, anywhere, and just somehow try to make it into something that people will learn to appreciate.
That's very true. That's a good point. Like, it's a like very different like idea, you know, like from a techno music and then like African like language, like, and put together into the one piece, which is like, wow, okay, no one expected that, you know. And like Nangadev, it's this song is also not my taste, but still, I think if you really like techno type of music, I think, you know, this is the kind of song that they really enjoy listening.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I actually didn't know they separated 10 years though.
Oh yeah, that is actually quite true. Yeah, I was also very surprised. I know they went together for a while and they did their own thing. All of them did their own thing, but yeah, from 1983 to 1993 is a long time.
Yeah. It is a long time.
But I guess with all of their separate projects, solo projects working, they had enough creativity left to come back together after so long and say like, hey, let's just make something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're individually like so talented. They have so much, you know, so much stuff that they can create. And then they just put together, you know, like, let's do it. And then they do it. So.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Are you an indie artist and do you create Japanese music or Japanese-inspired music and you're just looking for some free exposure? Get in touch with our music director, Hayley, by sending her an email at Hayley, that's Hayley, at jtop10.jp and let her know. For more details on what's available on our website, check it out at jtop10.jp.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So back to this episode, we have this very interesting track titled Opus, which was released by Ryuichi Sakamoto under this moniker BTTB, or Back to the Basics, which was released from 1998 to 2019. We'll explain after this song.
Number 2. Thank you.
So you've just had Opus. Now, it's the late 1990s, the closing of a millennium, and Ryuichi Sakamoto is stuck in a Tokyo traffic jam. Japan is still in the time of the so-called lost years, and anxiety saturates the busy streets of the manga polis. It was at this moment that a yearning melody began to take shape in Sakamoto's mind. As he recalls it, he phoned home and sang it for his answering machine to record. This is the story of how Opus, the opening track on Sakamoto's essential piano album, Back to the Basics, abbreviated BTTB, came into existence. In November 2019, a 20th anniversary edition of BTTB was remastered and released to streaming platforms, followed by a vinyl reissue. The reissue includes liner notes from world-renowned author Haruki Murakami, which read, "Personal and intimate music. Somebody, an anonymous somebody, sitting alone in front of the school piano early in the morning, weaving a melody exploring harmonies. Music that gradually fills a space with high ceilings that contains the wafting presence of rain, but music that leaves gaps everywhere. Necessary. Once in a while, we need music like this and this way of being. No, perhaps all the time. We need it as much as we need hot black coffee at the break of dawn and a cat napping next to us in the afternoon." The 14th track on the reissue, Aqua, is a heartfelt piano version of a synth instrumental track Sakamoto wrote for an album by his daughter, Miu. BTTB features Sakamoto in his most natural state and comes as a breath of fresh air at a time when the composer had been releasing R&B-inspired and electronic works, as well as releasing and touring with string section arrangements. The 15th track on the reissue, Energy Flow, has also been re-released on Sakamoto's official YouTube page in a haunting music video that has the viewer traveling through a foggy black and white landscape.
I cannot stop nodding of the liner notes from the Haruki Murakami. Like, right, you're so right. Like,
yes,
that's exactly
the
same.
We definitely need music like this.
Yeah, for sure. Like, as I like the taste of the Eric Satie's music, I really like this song. This song is doing a very, very good job of getting the best out of the beautiful tone of the piano. And it is a simple, yet very beautiful and luxurious song, in my opinion. Simple and beautiful piano songs like this song are super enjoyable to listen at live shows, you know? Like, as it becomes simpler, you actually more enjoy listening at the live shows. Because it's so, like, you cannot enjoy the feeling from the listening from the CDs or, like, you know, laptop. It's different sounds. So, like, yeah, I never actually went to the Ryuichi Sakamoto's live show yet, but I'd love to listen and enjoy the piano tones themselves by Ryuichi Sakamoto playing piano at the concert one day. After, like, he recovers, hopefully he recovers, and then, you know, treatment is finished, and then, you know, hopefully he will play his music again at some point.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, I really hope so. I really want to go to his concert, live show, but when I heard the second cancel, the way, like, the news that he found, I'm like, no, don't, why him, you know, like, no, please don't, not Ryuichi Sakamoto. I was like really looking for to, you know, listen to his more, of course, like, he's keeping, like, making, like, a music and it creates the, like, art stuff, but I really want to go to his concert or live shows.
Me too. So do I. I'd like to see him live one day.
Yeah.
So, everyone, keep him in mind.
Okay, so want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. So we are going to last song of this episode. It's called Life, an Async album in 2017.
Number 1.
This I dreamt, and this I dream, and sometime this I will dream again, and all will be repeated, all be re-embodied. You will dream everything I have seen in dream. Side from ourselves, to one side from the world. Wave follows wave to break on the shore. On each wave is a star, a person, a bird, dreams, reality, death, on wave after wave. Is a wonder of wonders, and to wonder I dedicate myself on my knees like an orphan, alone among mirrors, fenced in by reflections. Cities and seas, iridescent, intensified. A mother in tears takes a child on her lap.
It is no coincidence that Sakamoto was born in the same year John Cage released his famous silent piece, 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds. Sakamoto recounts, "I've been influenced by modern art. Around that time, I started reading the only available modern art magazine in Japan. Through this magazine, I got to know John Cage, Joseph Beuys, Andy Warhol, Nam June Paik, and Fluxus. I was very interested in mainly the New York art scene and the experimental music too, from the late 60s. I started listening to the post John Cage generation of composers like Philip Glass and Steve Reich, Terry Riley, and Lamonti Young. But at the same time, I was kind of studying more conventional academic music like Messiaen, Bartok, Stravinsky, and that. So I was kind of divided, and I still am. I like very experimental music. Life Life was released as the 11th track of Sakamoto's latest solo studio album, Async, released in 2017. On the album, Sakamoto sets out to crystallize the notion that the world around us is constantly and fluidly changing between different states. And no track captures this better than the subtle yet powerful Life Life. It is based on a poem written by Arseny Tarkovsky, the father of Russian film director Andrei Tarkovsky, read by David Sylvian, the frontman of the late 1970s band Japan. The world and this I dreamt and this I dreamed, so perfectly capturing the thin divide between dreaming and reality, life and death, chosen by a composer that was so close to facing death at the time of its recording. In 2014, the composer was diagnosed with throat cancer and stopped his entire life to receive treatment and heal. He was forced to turn down all work offers except for The Revenant, which he scored for highly respected director Alejandro Iñárritu and received the Golden Globe for. "I couldn't resist working with such a talented person," Sakamoto recounts. The composer turned towards reflection on life, the environment, and music. And out of his reflection came the album Async, which he described as an imaginary soundtrack to a film by Andrei Tarkovsky, one of Ryuichi's favorite film directors of all time. Sakamoto has since successfully fought off his throat cancer to continue his highly important work in the field of environmental activism and music and the arts. Today, however, he faced another diagnosis, one that came as a shock to every one of his fans and followers, including me. In January of this year, Ryuichi Sakamoto announced that he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. He has underwent a successful surgery and is currently getting treatment, but his announcement comes as a reminder that we cannot take cultural icons like him for granted. Thankfully, Ryuichi Sakamoto can continue to be present with us and keep creating amazing art and music. This song. Yes, I really like this song too. It's not like a simple piano song, but just like the title of the song, it's a song that makes you think about life, like literally, yeah, think about life. The lyrics of the Arseny Tarkovsky in the song that also makes me think deeply, like really deeply, especially, you know, because of the current state of the world we live in. In this song, also like a musical instrument called sho is used. The sound of sho was known as a light from heaven from ancient times in Japan. And the chords of the sho that play through the song makes me think of the reincarnation of life. So like, I think that's the main reason why this song makes me think about life, like, you know, everything deeply so much, and makes me so calm, like kind of like a zen kind of feeling.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Aya-san.
Thank you. It's very different type of songs that I really usually listen from Ryuichi Sakamoto's, but this song is is another piece that it's, I don't know how to describe that, but
no, I think you described it very well.
You think so?
Let's go continue. Yes. I think you described your
your emotions or your feeling towards Sakamoto-san's music very, very well throughout this entire episode. And I hope our listeners understand and can relate to how they feel as they listen to this episode and get to experience all of, well, just a taste of the evolution of Ryuichi Sakamoto-san's work through almost three decades worth of work, decades worth of work. Yeah. Oh, you about to recommend something else?
Well, I like the song that he made for his daughter Miyu Sakamoto-san. It's called Aqua. Yeah, I think it was Aqua. Aqua, and another one, Mizu no Naka no Bagelet. I actually don't know how to pronounce that, but there's another song is also related with the title. It has some kind of water, like meaning of water, and like those three pieces I really like. I really should know that title, but and I often miss
it. It's okay. It's okay. Thank you. So, I know we've ended this episode on a little bit of a sad note, but as we've mentioned, Ryuichi Sakamoto went for a successful surgery, so we can wish him well as he's getting currently post-operational treatment. It's only been 3 months since the operation, so yeah, let's just keep him in our minds and keep our hopes up.
Yeah. We will. Yes. we need his music
to heal the world.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode of Japan Top 10. We hope you enjoyed. Corby and Haru are back for a brand new Top 10 episode for the month of May. They will see you in less than a week from now. Don't forget to get your song request in at jtop10.jp. So your hosts of this episode were I and
Ethel, and we'll see you again, I'll see you again back in June for our next Artist of the Month episode.
Exactly. Until then, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.